This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today, I think we're going to talk a little bit about lower back pain in sciatica. It's really important. Lower back pain and sciatica, because we see a lot of people who come in to the office with it. So I think it's important to be able to take note of what it is, what causes it, but more importantly, how we help it in the office. Now, what do we do in the office? So really at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, we are a whole healthcare delivery system. We look at health as a whole. For example, so we have a huge event coming up in a couple weeks. It is our Heart Health Workshop. It's on March 3rd. It's a Saturday morning from 10 to 1. Tickets right now are $25, but if you go online to our website at creatinghealthyindy.com, you will be able to type in radio in the promo code and get free tickets. So each registration you have will allot you two tickets. But here's a perfect example, right? Because I've talked to a lot of people in our office with about this heart talk. And they say to me, well, I don't, I'm really about losing weight a little bit more than I care about my blood pressure. And I'm like, okay, because all the principles are relatively the same. The things that you do that help put on weight are the same things that cause inflammation. That inflammation is what exacerbates blood pressure. That's inflammation is what exacerbates the pain. So when you're like, oh, my knees ache, I'm like, man, you really should get to the Heart Health Workshop. And they say, well, why? Why would I come to the Heart Health Workshop? I just told you my knees hurt. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have high cholesterol. But statistically, if you're not doing something to be proactive about it, then you're just going to fall into the gap. Really, when they look at 5 out of 6 Americans in their lifetime will suffer from heart disease or cancer. 5 out of 6. So if you're not doing something to be that 1 in 6, then you're going to fall into the 5 out of 6. And your achy knees are just a warning sign that you have underlying inflammation, which therefore in the future is going to lead to heart-related issues, right? So it's just when we're looking at a whole is what can we do? How can we be more proactive? That's what I want to be able to teach you. But this is the time to be able to. So we're going to teach you about your whole health. We're going to teach you about nutrition, making lifestyle changes, right? We're going to teach you about detoxification. If you're on a statin, exactly what you need to make sure that you're taking. So I'm telling you, this is one of the biggest events. So if you have high cholesterol, high triglycerides, your LDLs are too high, your bad cholesterol is too high, your low cholesterol or your good cholesterol is too low, you're borderline diabetic, you are diabetic, you have high blood pressure, you're pre-hypertensive, right? You're just before that mark. You're not on medication quite yet. I am telling you, if your joints ache, if you have inflammation, this is the event that you need to be to. Did I cover enough things? You need to be at this event. Heart Health Workshop, March 3rd. We will cover everything for you to be proactive on your health and give you the exact tools and implementation steps that you need. So now we're going to talk about some lower back pain in a second. Before that, though, let's get to some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today, pharmacist sentenced to 8 years in prison for 2012 meningitis outbreak. It's from CNN. Pharmacist sentenced to 8 years in prison for a 2012 meningitis outbreak. You may or may not remember this. I do more specifically, only likely because of the line of work that I'm in. So it talks about a Boston pharmacist, Glenn Chin, was sentenced this past week to 8 years in prison for his role in a 2012 meningitis outbreak that killed 64 people and infected more than 700, according to the Massachusetts Attorney's Office. They say, so dramatic, Glenn Chin will be trapped in a prison of sorrow and guilt for the rest of his life. But anyway, so what happened was a federal jury convicted Chin in October on 77 counts, including racketeering, racketeering conspiracy, mail fraud, and introduction of misbranded drugs. He was acquitted of second-degree murder. He was involved in making more than 17,000 vials of contaminated, preservative-free methylprednisone, a steroid manufactured by the New England Compounding Center, where he worked. So it's a steroid. It's a corticosteroid. These corticosteroids are ones that people are injected into their spine for pain. This is why it caught my attention. The former pharmacist gave up his license in 2012 after the meningitis outbreak. So people were getting, oh my gosh, my back hurts. So the doctor says, all right, you know, we'll go through and we'll give you this corticosteroid shot for your pain, right? There were 753 patients in 20 states that were diagnosed with a fungal infection after receiving injections of this preservative-free corticosteroid. Right? It's preservative-free. Of those 754 patients, the CDC reported that 64 of them in 9 states died. So I'm trying to get the actual numbers because Indiana was actually quite affected. I want to say there was 15 cases for Indiana. I even remember, gosh, I remember this so vividly. It's so crazy. I was watching like a news article, or it was 2020, some one of those like crazy shows. I don't watch them very often, but I think I was really honed into this because they had this big, huge group of people, you know, and they were sitting in the like stadium seating the tiers so you could see everybody. And they had a couple, and the husband got an injection in his neck, and he was like, I just got so bad. I just kept getting so worse, and like they couldn't find what was going on, and they told me it was all in my head. And then several months later, the wife went to the clinic, her neck hurt, she got an injection, and both of them now, they said when they would take their blood and they would put it on like a petri dish, it would actually grow fungus because it was systemic. They're like, doctors literally have no idea what to do with this systemic fungal infection because it was actually in the cerebral spinal fluid. It was in the spinal cord itself. And so that's where meningitis comes up, right? Because meningitis is just inflammation of the meninges. The meninges are the covering from the brain, the spinal cord. It's an anchor. So when they get inflamed, that's why people have headaches, neck aches. They can't tuck their chin down without excruciating pain. But you think about why. You know, why were there? Because these are just the people who got the tainted shot. What about all the other people who are receiving these injections? And I've talked about injections before and about the safety and efficacy of them, or lack thereof, really, is what we talked about, because most of those corticosteroid injections are not truly approved for the spine. They're approved for ligaments and muscles, but doctors often use them off-label. So it's really, that's really, really eye-opening. There's a reason why you can only get these shots. Typically 2 is the most that you can get, right? So I'm always curious when doctors say you can only get two of these injections, yet I see someone and I'm not sure if they slip through the cracks, if the doctor doesn't abide by it, but they've had four or five of these spinal injections, but you're doing it for pain. So they're injecting in steroids to these joint spaces, into the nerves to figure out, hey, how do we reduce the pain? But if there's still damage on the nerve, there's still going to be that pain, right? Which is why I want to talk a little bit more about lower back pain, sciatica, what it is, how we help with it, and some simple tools to help you at home. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. I've got that power if you
hear. I've got that power if you hear. You know what's awesome about power is that each one of you have it, the ability and the power to heal and function closer to the 100% potential you were made and created. You're listening to Greenwood Family Chiropractic's Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. I am Dr. Leanne Schluter. Now, I think it's amazing. When you really look at the human body, we were designed to heal. That is the power, that is the mechanism, that is our design. We were designed to be at 100%. The problem is that oftentimes we'll have interference. Things will prevent us from healing, right? Poor nutrition will prevent us from healing. Toxicity load, not properly functioning nervous system. We have a healing potential, right? So listen to this. This is one of the best analogies that I have and one of my most favorite. If you were to have a cut on your hand, if someone came up and cut your arm, for example, right? You would say, ouch, and you would give it a couple days and the healing mechanisms would happen, right? So your body sends red blood cells there, fibrinogens that help clot so you don't bleed to death from that cut, regardless of how big. It sends white blood cells there as to clean out any dirt, debris, infection, virus, bacteria, cleans out that, the white blood cells. It starts the healing process. Now, what happens if you are going to the morgue and you took a dead body and you cut the arm of that? How long do you think it would take for that dead body to heal? And the answer is never, right? But if you are alive versus you're dead, you have innate intelligence, right? It's that power and potential that's inside of you that controls everything, right? You never in your lifetime have to direct your heart to beat. You never have to tell your stomach to produce hydrochloric acid, but it's the power that's inside of you that allows for that function, that flow, that power, that potential, right? And so our goal at Greenwood Family Chiropractic is to remove interference. Let's see what we can do to take away things that are not allowing our body to function and heal. That's when you have all of these amazing testimonies, it's looking at this. It's power, it's healing inside of the body. We are facilitators. I never give anyone health. I teach them how to facilitate their own health, right? I can adjust a dead body, and it's not going to have the same effect as if you were to cut a dead body, right? That healing mechanism is not in there. When you're alive, you have that innate potential, right? And that's really what we want to embody and encompass is how are we allowing that function and flow? Are you healing and functioning at that 100% potential? Think about it. The root word inside health is what? Heal. Health is your body's ability to heal. So we've got to look at allowing our bodies to function and heal if we want to reach our health potentials, right? That's what we do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation, just $25. Now, I have a patient who actually came to me during adjusting, pulled me out of the adjusting bays and said, Dr. Leanne, I want to be one of your testimonies. And right there on the spot, I said, all right, Gary, let's go. So I want to share with you Gary's testimony here.
Hello, my name is Gary. I'm 54 years old, and this is my story. at 54 years old, as getting older goes along, I started to have repetitive problems with my lower back and parts of my mid to upper back, and I wasn't really sure what was going on with it. Mainly to describe, my lower back was the most severe problem that I had. It would easily, I'd have muscle spasms, and if I moved just the wrong way or lifted something the wrong way, it reminded me that of its presence, and so my activities were really limited. And sometimes when my spasms would act up, it would take a couple days to resolve, and then I had to be very careful about what I was doing so that I wouldn't reintroduce it. So I happened to be out and about, and I found at the Greenwood Festival about a year ago that Dr. Leanne had a booth set up, and I went and talked to them for a while and decided to try it out and come in and get the chiropractic treatment. And so I came in and went through the period where I went corrections, and I did my at-home exercises, and then continued with that, and I noticed some immediate improvements in my mobility. And then I kept coming in and got past the corrective phase and continued with the maintenance phase. I didn't mention earlier, but my initial x-rays showed a kink in my lower spine of about 10 degrees. And I think that had to have been the major source of my lower back issues. Things were out of balance, and it was causing muscle spasms that way. And the corrections, the adjustments, were correcting that. So that's important to realize how that works, is that you have to do all the exercises, get the adjustments, and keep doing it in order for it to be effective and stay that way. My mid to upper back also, I noticed with the adjustments that those spots that I had, I was worried I had a disc herniated or something like that, and that was not the case at all by the x-rays, and the adjustments made that go away. So over time, I was able to increase my mobility, my activities, and I'm even lifting weights. I've been lifting weights again for a long time and doing all kinds of exercises, and I'm also any type of work around the house or anything I do, lifting something heavy, I'm not having those issues anymore. The most severe problem I had was the lower back pain. That has gone away. I'm not having that anymore. Last weekend, I had to do some work with some heavy objects and pushed a riding lawnmower up into the bed of a pickup truck, and I thought, oh my, what's going to happen to my back? It didn't bother me at all. So I just wanted to say this is a success. I feel that this is a success, and anybody else that thinks that they have issues should give it a try, because I've had good results and I think you will too.
So if you want to know more about what we do at the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, give us a call. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can schedule an appointment on our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. We'll sit down, go through a more in-depth and detailed evaluation, see if there's anything else that you need. But the exam itself, consultation, is just $25. Now, let's talk a little bit more about what is lower back pain, what is sciatic nerve pain. Because I have a lot of people who come in here, and it's easy now, right? It's pretty easy to go online and start searching. It's a lot of self-diagnosis, which sometimes is great and sometimes is a little bit less effective. So sciatic nerve pain. So the nerves originate in the lower spine. So when you say sciatic or sciatica, that's in reference to the sciatic nerve. This is a nerve-related problem, right? So the nerves originate in the lower part of the spine, your lumbar spine, your lower back, as nerve roots that exit the spinal cord through gaps in the bones at the back of the spine. And they extend all the way down the back of the leg, down to the toes. So the sciatic nerve supplies sensation and strength to the leg, as well as reflexes of the legs. So it connects the spinal cord with the outer thigh, the hamstring muscle in the back of the thigh, so that's the really thick muscle in the back, the muscle in the lower leg and feet, and it runs all the way down to the toes. So when the sciatic nerve is impaired, it can lead to muscle weakness. It can lead to numbness and tingling in the leg, foot, ankle, or toes. It also can lead to pain, right? So if you ever wake up in the middle of the night or after you're done walking at the end of the day and you feel this painful throbbing in the lower back and in your legs, it can radiate all the way down. That's sciatic nerve pain, right? It's interesting because if you were to look, even for you to wiggle your big toe, so if you wiggle your big toe right now, that actually comes from your L5 nerve root dermatome. So on your back, where you feel on either side, there's kind of a ridge. That level right in the center, that's L5. So your brain's saying through these nerves that run all the way down your legs, wiggle your toes, wiggle your toes, wiggle your toes. Very interesting, right? So most people, when they look at this, they're like, I don't know what to do. So they do ice, they do stretching, they do muscle therapies, right? So they'll do stim, electrodes, stretching, strengthening. Here's the problem about sciatica, sciatic nerve pain. It is a nerve-related problem, a deep-seated nerve-related problem. So if those bones shift and they push pressure on the nerves in your lower back, you experience that as pain. Pain is just your body's warning sign. It's trying to tell you, hey, there's underlying damage that's going on, right? There's pressure on those nerves. The problem with some of these other therapies, although they might be palliative for a short amount of time, they're not long-lasting, right? Because they don't actually address the damage on the nerves, the damage on the nerves in the lower back. So we do some stretching and it might feel good for a while, but if there's still damage, if there's still arthritis, then there's still pressure on those nerves and that's what you feel. So then the sciatic pain comes right back. So we've got to get down to figuring out how are we going to address these pinched nerves, the sciatic, the lumbar, lower back pain, all somewhat synonymous. Lower back pain can just be local, where it's just in the lower back. Sciatic pain is where it radiates down the leg. And it could be one leg. It could be both legs. It could switch between one leg and the other leg. But there is some relief that you can have besides just stretching, strengthening, and some over-the-counter pain relievers. And I will teach you those tricks next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming. Wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold. Have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Check out our website, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Or we're actually doing excellent, amazing things with our Facebook page. Social media is now all the rage. So it's just been really, I feel like websites you can do fun things with. Facebook is honestly just easier. Like our events, what's coming up, pictures, Facebook Lives. It's just been a great opportunity to be able to reach more people to hear the message of principled health and healing and what we do. Because our goal ultimately at the office, when we're talking about lower back pain, sciatic pain, is that we don't want to mask the symptom, right? So we want to be able to get down to the actual root cause. And I think that's important. You know, when patients come into the office, I will always tell them there are always different paths that you can take in terms of health. One is that you do nothing, but you realize, and this is where I see a lot of people, it's kind of the snowball effect. Things get worse. They last a little bit, right? Like, oh yeah, my lower back used to like twinge, but now it goes all the way out. And, you know, it used to happen maybe like once or twice a year, but now it's probably like three or four. And it used to just last a day or two, and I could just stretch and put some heat on it, take a couple of Aleve, and I was good to go. And now it's lasting several days, and the Aleve isn't working, right? It's the snowball effect. The other one is that people mask it. When you have the pain, you're like, oh, here's a pill for this, here's a pill for that, here's an injection. Let's hope that this, hope it works. Let's see, quote unquote, how long it takes to wear off. But it's really until you have another flare-up, because the cause is still there, right? And that's more so what we want to be able to address today, is just simply figuring out how are we going to get down to the root cause of the problem, so this isn't something then you have to continue to keep worrying about for the rest of your life. You have to get down to the root cause. And so that's more specifically one of the first things I'm obviously going to tell you as a chiropractor, is you have to get adjusted. Now, here's what's really important about that, is because yes, all chiropractors will adjust you, and there's tons of different styles of adjusting, if you will. What we do more specifically is what about 2% of chiropractors in the world do. And it works with very specific adjustments, right? So we do manual adjustments. None of them are rotary though. So when you're used to all like the twisting, we don't do any twisting. All of our adjustments are tractional. So it's still manual with our hands. You still may hear an audible noise, but none of it's the violent twisting. The other thing that we have that's really important is we look at neuromuscular reeducation. So say I adjust you, and then you drive a forklift, or you're a FedEx or UPS driver, or you're a teacher who's on the floor all the time, right? Say you've got a physically demanding, or your physically demanding job is sitting, right? You are you sit at a desk for 8 hours a day. That damages your spine. And so I can adjust you, but then when you do that, your job for 40 plus hours a week, the bones aren't going to stay there. The muscles try to pull them right back out of alignment. So we have different pre and post adjustment therapies, neuromuscular reeducation, that actually retrains the muscles to set the adjustment in place so that you hold it for as long as possible. So we actually will look at the office. If you have x-rays, we do pre and post x-rays. So depending on the spine and the severity, the amount of degeneration, we'll take x-rays and look at them and say, hey, you've lost the curvature in your neck. Or, hey, your pelvis is unlevel, and that's why you think one leg is shorter, but it's really a pelvic problem, not a leg length problem. We'll actually look at follow-up. Say you have 14 millimeters of unleveling in your pelvis. We'll follow up, you know, after however long, we take another set of x-rays. Now you have 10. Great. We're moving in the right direction, because you can get adjusted your whole entire life, but if the damage is still to the structure of your spine, then that progression of degeneration will continue. The pain will continue. The radiation will continue, right? And so when you look at it, it's one of the most important. So they actually looked at, there was a study that was published in the official journal of the Northern American Spinal Society, found that after comparing results in 102 adults who suffered from sciatic nerve pain, those who received chiropractic adjustments experienced less local pain, fewer numbers of days with pain, and fewer cases of moderate or severe pain compared to people who didn't receive adjustments. There you go. I'm telling you. This is where, because I have a lot of people who are like, but the pain is in my leg, but you're adjusting my back. So I just don't really think that you're doing the right thing by adjusting my back and not paying attention to the sciatic pain. And you're like, nope, this is actually exactly what we need to look at. Right? This is exactly what we need to look at. There's damage to the nerves in your lower back. So of course you're going to have pain radiating down your leg. You're damaging the nerves that go down there. Here's what's even more important. So your sciatic nerve, right? Let's get back to that. So your sciatic nerve, it's made up of your lumbar segments 4 and 5. So that's the very, very base. So again, if you were to feel kind of the ridges on the side of your your pelvis. So if you go to the middle of your back, go out about an inch or two, you'll feel those ridges. That very, very lower part, that's L4 and 5. Then you have your sacrum. So that's a triangle bone that's a little bit lower than. So that includes the nerve roots S1, 2, and 3. So these five nerve groups come together. And then what they do is they become one large nerve. And that one large nerve is called your sciatic nerve. They travel down your leg, branching out to provide motor and sensory function to specific regions. Here's what is interesting about the nerves in the lower back, though. And I think that this pain is just your body's warning sign, right? Pain is just trying to tell you there's underlying damage. So now these nerve roots. So sciatic pain is your body's trying to tell you, hey, there's damage on these nerves. Here's the interesting part. You have something called your autonomic nervous system. Autonomic means that these nerves go out to organs that happen automatically. So just think autonomic, automatic. So these nerves actually go not only down the legs, but they go out to vital organ systems. So when we're looking, L4 and L5, those are obviously one of the lower back. It's part of your lumbar spine still. And your sacrum, those go out to your legs, to your knees, thighs, and feet, right? We know that that's the sciatic pain. They also go out to your buttocks, your reproductive organs, your bladder, prostate, legs, ankles, feet, and toes, right? So all of L4 through the initial one S1, 2, and 3, that's what they innervate. This is why if you've ever had lower back surgery or if you're a woman who's had an epidural, they make you go to the bathroom before you can ever leave because they want to say where that goes in is, right? They numb your legs and they want to say, hey, we want to make sure we didn't damage the organs enough to where you don't have use of your bowel or your bladder. So if you have problems with these, besides symptoms of obvious sciatic pain, you'll often see other organ symptomatology, constipation, diarrhea, irritable bowel, menstruation problems, what we talked about, lower back pain, numbness and tingling in the legs, bladder problems. So when you're looking at, this is an important component, not just to mask, right? So adjustments, more specifically what we do in the office at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, is our goal is to take the pressure off of those nerves and keep them off of those nerves. This is, people get a lot of the times, I get a lot of kids in the office and mom or dad comes in and say they haven't pooped in a week, adjust them. Because the nerves in the lower back are the ones that go out to the intestines. So just like you have in your bicep and your tricep, those have a nerve innervation. You have smooth muscle that has a nerve innervation from your lower back. And that's what helps move food through, right? So it really is important when you're looking at these nerves that we're just not ignoring the pain. So you have you been adjusted? And I will tell you that the one thing, if you've been experiencing this pain, if you ever have pain, I think it's the utmost important. If you have not had updated and recent x-rays, that you need to have them, right? You have to have them. It's just, I cannot tell you in the almost decade that I've been out of school now, in my specific office, I've been in other offices training for about 3.5 years, my specific office for now 6, to see the damage to spines that I've seen, I would have never guessed that damage had I not seen x-rays. And so my goal is to not guess at people's pain and people's spine. My goal is to figure out, hey, we need to figure out what is going on so that, do you have degeneration? Do you have loss of disc height? Do you have a scoliosis? Do you have pelvic unleveling and rotation? Do you have just a curvature in your spine, right? What is going on so that we can address exactly? There's no guessing. I just think it's funny in the office. People say, well, my adjustments are so fast. Why don't, you know, I go to some offices and they spend a half an hour with me. We have x-rays. I don't have to guess every single time. I know if you have a scoliosis. I know if you have degeneration. I know exactly what's going on. I get to see inside of your body. I get to see your spine every time that you get adjusted because I have those updated x-rays. Right? There's no guessing. So a lot of the times people say, well, I've tried chiropractic. It didn't work for me. Did they take x-rays? That'd be the first step. How do you know what's going on? There's a lot of the times a lumbar scoliosis, you can't see unless you take x-rays. You can't feel degeneration when you palpate someone, when you feel around in their spine, right? You just can't. So you've got to get down to the root cause. And the first thing that you've got to do is look to see what is going on. And that first step is through x-rays. It's what we do at the office. We have a digital x-ray machine. It lets us see what's going on. So initial exam and consultation in our office, $25. If you need x-rays, we'll go through that. Not everyone needs x-rays when they come into my office. But at most, they're $25 a view, right? So at most, four views is what we typically need. So pretty affordable if we need to take x-rays. But you got to figure out, again, you have to figure out more underlying what's going on. So to schedule your appointment, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or go online and schedule an appointment. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Now, I do have some other tips and tools besides just getting adjusted, and I'll share with you next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Check out our Facebook page, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Now, today we are talking about lower back pain, sciatic pain. There are natural reliefs that you can have. So one, obviously, I'm a chiropractor. This is what I see all the time in the office. So I would be a fool if you didn't think that I was going to tell you, you need to go see a chiropractor. I'm obviously very biased about what we do, but when you're going, make sure that you have updated x-rays. You know, no one ever questions dentists when they take them because it lets them see something they can't see to the naked eye, and chiropractic is the same way. Now, another one. Another one that I think is great is massage therapy. Massage therapy is great, especially for the musculature. It can help with reducing in back pain, muscle relaxation. It does great with actually releasing healthy endorphins, which are kind of your natural feel-good chemicals that act as pain relievers, right? But I tell people, typically the muscle is not the problem. Again, when you have sciatic nerve pain, we do a lot of massage, and it's great. But if it doesn't get rid of the pressure on the nerve, then that's the problem itself. Heating pads. Now, heat on there, especially if it's one that has been more of a chronic problem, you can put it on your lower back 15, 20 minutes a day, and you can do it a couple times a day. Now, heating pads themselves, I'm not a super big fan of just because of the electromagnetic frequencies, the EMFs. I get weird like that. So what I have, and you actually can look at this. You can buy them different places. I actually had a friend who made it. It's a bag of rice. So you have to sew, and I don't know how to sew. So I don't know. It's just she made it for me. But she put in a bunch of herbs. More specifically, she threw in lavender. And you can throw it in the microwave and it heats it up. The problem that I have is I moved several months ago and we don't have a microwave. So I don't know. Maybe I could put it in the oven. But see, I just get way worried about that. Anyway, but you could put it in your microwave. So you can buy them. You can make them. If you just look at Google, Pinterest, I'm sure you can find a way to make a heating pad. But then it's reusable. So you can use it multiple times and it doesn't have any of the EMFs. Another really important one is reduction of inflammation. It's about 5 to 10% of all people who have lower back pain have sciatica. But I can tell you that oftentimes the risk factors for this is that if there's underlying inflammation, right? And we talked about this at the very beginning. We have our heart health workshop coming up and people say, well, I don't have high blood pressure, cholesterol. I just have lower back pain with sciatica. And I'm like, you need to be there because we're going to talk about ways to decrease inflammation because research is now finding that inflammation is the basis of a lot of things relating to heart, more specifically high blood pressure. So when you're saying, hey, how do I decrease the inflammation? We're going to give you way more in detail on March 3rd. So it's March 3rd. It's a Saturday morning from 10 to 1 at the Vineyard Church in Greenwood. Tickets are $25 a piece, but if you go online to creatinghealthyindy.com, it's creatinghealthyindy.com, and type in the promo code radio, you will get a free ticket. So one registration counts for two tickets. But what are some of the things overall that you can do to reduce that inflammation? One is increase your omegas, your fish oil. This one is great. You can find it in good, healthy fish, wild-caught salmon, high in omega-3s. You can look at some plant-based omega-3s, flaxseed oil, chia seeds, all really high in omega-3s. Another one that I really like is turmeric. Turmeric and ginger are both really great natural anti-inflammatories that you can consume that helps with decreasing that underlying inflammation. Taking out the sugar, right? We're going to talk more about sugars, things that turn into sugars, but you have to take out that inflammation in order to heal damaged tissue. You need nutrients that help reduce inflammation, support tissue repair, and increase growth factors, right? This is what we ultimately need, and those come from your diet. So I talked to a woman last night at an eval, and she said, you know, my lower back still hurts. And he said, what's your diet like? And she just had, her diet wasn't on par. So she was eating and drinking a whole lot more inflammatory foods. So of course, if you want to get rid of pain, you've got to do all the things that help with that. But I want to give you some exercises too, because ultimately, when it comes down to it, we can strengthen the core. And strengthening the core is important when it comes to stabilization. Because if you have a weak core, your lumbar spine will be unstable. I'll tell you this. After pregnancy, right? So pregnancy is just, oh my gosh, just crazy on the body. So during pregnancy, I see a lot of moms, right? Because there's so many rapid changes to the structure. You're growing a human. Every single one of your organs is being displaced in odd directions. But afterwards, you know, your stomach muscles, the babies are underneath your abdominal muscles. They're not above your abdominal muscles. They're underneath your abdominal muscles. So all of that stretching, you know, the one thing that they advise you during pregnancy is don't use your abs, right? Okay, so think about how weak that muscle is. Then you birth the baby and you're trying to carry around this anywhere from, I mean, mine was 6 pounds. He was a little nugget. But, you know, anywhere from 6 to 11 pound kid with no core muscles. And it is so common that I see moms that are several months postpartum come in with excruciating back pain. I had probably the worst because all my positions were weird trying to nurse the baby with no core muscle. So one of the things that you can start to do, it's super simple and easy, is planks. So what are planks? Planks is where you look like a giant plank. So if you were to lay on the floor, you're going to put your arms out in front of you. So your elbows are going to be at a 90 degree angle. Your shoulders are going to be at a 90 degree angle. And you're just going to hold yourself up. So it's basically supporting your stomach and your legs. You search online, plank exercises. A lot of the times people say, I can't do planks. So we have to figure out how to do modified ones. So one that you can do very easily is if you just lean against the wall, right? Put your elbows up against the wall, take a couple steps back, and then tighten your core. And you hold it for 15, 20 seconds. And you can do that a couple times, and then you can keep working up to the point where you can go not on your knees, right? If you're on the floor, you can go on your knees. That's another modification. But doing that 30 seconds a couple times is going to help strengthen the core exercises. There's also some stretching. You can do kind of the cat camel exercise, where if you're on all fours, you can arch your back up like you're trying to form a hump like a camel, and then you can arch your back down. So you just really get some of that stretching in there. But yeah, core exercises. You can do the isometric core exercises that help. And the other really big thing is too, is you have to avoid sitting for long periods. You have to get up and moving, whether it's at your desk or you're watching TV when you get home from work. It can actually make bulging discs and back pain worse. So getting up and moving is what you got to do. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, if you want to schedule an appointment, 317-893-2853. Check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Look forward to next week. Go online and get registered for your tickets. CreatingHealthyIndy.com. Promo code radio. Look forward to next week. Remember that your power is on.